Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and owner at Segue Group. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. Welcome, everybody. Today we have someone who is in the tech sector, and she has founded a tech company, but with homes and the homeowner in mind. Her name's Elizabeth Dodson. She started her career in technology back in the early 90s, so I can kind of understand where she's coming from because that's sort of what I did too. But she has really stuck with it, and she was in early stage startups in the commercial construction technology industry, and she has done a bunch of other stuff. Today she's going to be talking to us about six mistakes that homeowners make and how to best prevent them. But I also want to touch on Home Zeta or Zada, and she can just correct me on which one of those two pronunciations is correct, but that is an online and mobile home management portal that helps homeowners manage their homes to save time and money and reduce stress. And who doesn't want all of that nowadays and always? So Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Great. Thank you, Anna, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for taking time. I know you're probably very busy, as is every entrepreneur. So we can just jump right into who you are. I gave a very brief introduction, but I'm sure you're so much more than that. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and how you got to where you are right now.
Sure. Yeah. So I was actually raised in Maryland, and I started working out of college in a technology company, but on the hardware side. And specifically, it was in commercial construction hardware. And most people are like, interesting, how does that work? And I'm like, well, you know, you need to take estimates of a job site, and you need those hardware that applies to software that makes that work. And so our company built that hardware. I also realized I loved sales. So I managed partners as well as some direct sales, and I wanted to stick with that. Well, as it turns out, I met some gentleman at a trade show in the same industry who had this up and coming startup. It was all about commercial construction project management. And if anyone understands how you have a project that a massive commercial construction project, whether it's a casino, a school, just one building, there's a lot of details that go into it to make it happen and to make it actually open. The building has to open. And there's a lot of reflection that happens with that. And what I mean by that is, in some cases, for instance, if you open certain retail stores, if you don't do it within a timely fashion, you're actually affecting their revenue. So you want to make sure that you actually are managing all these in precise amount of details, whether it's cost, whether it's people, whether it's supplies, whether it's time, whether it's contracts, etc. So that company recruited me, and lo and behold, I said, all right, in true tech fashion, I'm going to leave Maryland and go to Sacramento, California, not the Bay Area, but Sacramento, California, where this company was started. And I was, my family thought I was crazy because this was very in the early 90s, early to mid 90s. Right. And nobody was transient at the time. So I said, no, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go to California. Never visited, never really saw it. And I was like, I must be crazy. I really must be crazy. But that's what it means, taking a chance. And so I took that chance. And lo and behold, I was an early stage employee of that company, and I helped grow that company. We took what we refer to as late stage funding from both private equity firms, as well as our customers. So some of our customers made strategic investments in us. And then we grew that company. We became the market leader worldwide, which was fantastic. And then we sold that company to another very large construction technology firm, which is an amazing firm. We stayed and worked for that firm. And then one of my co-founders, who happened to be the co-founder of the previous company, said to me, I think you have a really great idea. Let's go build that idea. And one of the things that happened during my time with that commercial construction project management software company, whew, that's a mouthful, is I was really frustrated because we could manage these beautiful buildings, but we couldn't manage our homes. Like, how come I don't have the same system to manage my home? Like, everything's all in one. I'm told I have to take a home inventory. I'm told I have to manage maintenance calendar. I'm arguing with my husband nonstop over who's doing what maintenance. And I'm like, this is a silly argument. This is a waste of my time. How do I manage my projects? At the time I was using Excel. And then how do I know where all the money is going about my house? And I did not have that system. And it was so exhausting and frustrating. I think everyone in the previous company's office was so sick of hearing me talk about it because this went on for 10 years. I tried to look for a solution for 10 years. And so maybe it's just the practicality in me, because I don't think it was pure visionary. It's just pure practicality. It's like, this is just practical. And I know what's possible because I see it in these other software products for commercial construction. So with that said, they are all tired of hearing me say this. And my co-founder today, who is the co-founder of the previous company, John, who is, by the way, also my husband, said, I think we can do this. I think we can have another startup. Let's go do this and let's make this happen. And so we literally quit our jobs, went all in Hamsala the very next day. And we said, okay, we spent the whole of 2011 building Hamsala. And we do that, myself, my husband, who's one of my co-founders, another co-founder, who's my development co-founder, David. He also was someone who used to work with us at Meridian as well, which was the previous company. So we automatically had trust with one another. We automatically knew how each other worked, which was a great combination. We skipped some of those steps to build the company. And we came together and said, this is what the product needs to look like. And by the way, it's not always that simple. We do have arguments and what we refer to as healthy conflict as a team. But we believe that healthy conflict actually is good because it helps us make a better product. And so, lo and behold, we built it in 2011 and we released it in 2012. And here we are. We have customers all over the United States, including in 20 countries outside the United States, and we don't market outside the United States. We're excited about this. And my role within the company specifically is focused on partnerships, marketing, business development, all the things that are in my swim lane that really make me excited. So I'm basically what we refer to as the chief customer officer because I represent the customers both on the consumer side, but also both on the partner side. So constantly doing that.
That's fantastic. I love it. Yes. Taking a chance is, that's what entrepreneurship is. And you've got to have that risk. You can't be too risk averse. And clearly you took those chances and it's paid off. And sometimes it doesn't. So you've definitely have had a really great path in that sense where you've been able to do it and be successful time and again. So you're doing something right. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And so, and I will touch because you threw that in, you slipped that in, but your husband is also, you know, involved. So when along the line did he become your husband?
So it's ironic. So when I told you I met these co-founders at a company in a trade show, that's where we met. And that's how I came to be in California. Coincidentally, it wasn't to start a role within the company. He wanted to date me. And it was an ironic situation because it's always a funny story. He knows I tell this story. He wanted to date me, but we were 3,000 miles apart. I was in Maryland and he was in California. And I just kept saying, go away, go away, go away, go away. And it was a really funny situation. But as true entrepreneurship is, he was persistent. He was absolutely persistent. And so we decided to date long distance for a year and a half. So I saw what was happening to his company in the early stages. I was also in the industry, so I understood the industry and I knew a lot of the players in the industry. So I was helping connect with that as well, because some of those players in the industry, for those people who know, software and hardware devices are oftentimes sold through a distribution model, and some of those are referred to as resellers. So at the company that I was with, we had a series of resellers, and then my husband was also building relationships with those resellers. And so I was giving him some feedback on what those programs could look like. I was also giving him feedback on the individuals themselves and the companies themselves and who would be a good fit for his company versus who may not be a good fit because of the different skill sets that they had. And then as time went on, we dated for a year and a half long distance, and then we both agreed that something needed to change in the relationship. And that's how I became an employee of the company, but also the girlfriend, which is where you have to start setting your guidelines specifically on how to work together. Because not only does it affect your relationship, but it affects the people at the company, the other employees. And you need to have respect both ways around. And a lot of people seem to forget that sometimes. But we were very adamant about that. And from then forward, things progressed. And then we got married. And here it is, you know, over 20 years later, we are still married. And we are running two different, what we refer to as brain babies. You know, so these brain babies are our company.
Fantastic. See, it paid off. Well, for both of you, but he was very, very smart in being so persistent. He knew there was something really smart and awesome there, and he couldn't let that go. So, yeah. Anyway, I find that interesting. As I was talking to Elizabeth before we actually jumped on to recording the podcast, saying how I could never do that. And so kudos to you and to him for doing that for over 20 years. So congrats. So now getting into business, because enough, you know, that was just my own personal curiosity, but I love hearing stories like that. So tell us a little bit about, the topic that we said we were going to discuss today was six mistakes that homeowners make and how to best prevent them. And I know that goes hand in hand with everything that you've learned through developing Home Zada, right?
Yes, now
I said it correctly. Okay, perfect. And then I'm sure from personal experience as well. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what these are and how we can get around that.
So one of the first mistakes, and it's the most obvious, especially for people living in a home in the United States, is most people forget to do preventative maintenance. And when you forget to do preventative maintenance, that's when things break. And that's when not only are they breaking, but they actually can cost you a significant more money because you just didn't do the preventative maintenance. And one of the things that sparked the Home Zada mission, besides having all my data all over the place and not knowing where things are, is a hot water heater broke in a brand new home. And coincidentally, it was just out of warranty. Of course it was.
It
always happens like that. And moving from Maryland to California, I didn't realize that where we live is at the base of the Sierra foothills. So just shy of Tahoe. And there's a lot of granite and sediment in the water. So it's a very hard water. And I was unaware of that. So most people don't know that they need to flush their hot water heater. And so because they need to flush their hot water heater, it can sustain itself for 15, 20 years. But if you don't do that, then you do what happened to me. And all of a sudden, just out of warranty, but within, I guess, 24 to 36 months, you've got to replace your hot water heater. And all of a sudden, that's a very big expense. And
it's huge.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people don't have the disposable income. And I was just flabbergasted by that. So it's really important that people understand to actually care for their home and then to be organized and create schedules of maintenance tasks that need to be done. And that way things will last longer. The same goes for air filters. If you do not change your air filters in your home, and some people out there are probably saying, what's an air filter? You have them in your home, then your HVAC equipment then breaks down as well. And that's even more expensive than a hot water heater to replace.
Oh, heck yeah. That's exactly. $10,000.
And so people just need to know that these simple tasks that are low cost or they take just some of your time can actually impact you financially a few years down the road. And so that's one of the biggest mistakes people make is they just do not take care of preventative maintenance.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that that's number one, because that's something that, especially with first time home buyers, it's something that I always tell them, don't max out your home purchasing budget, because you're going to have issues like that right from, you know, out the gate. Because what if the previous owner wasn't doing the home maintenance, and then you get the water heater that, you know, has this issue. You didn't know about it because the previous owner wasn't doing it. And so now you know for the future, this is what you do, and you don't have that expense every, you know, 24 months. So yes, wonderful. Okay.
And for that, just as a side note, we also recommend that people allocate between 1% and 4% of their house price as a budget annually for maintenance. And that way it gives them a framework to get started. And then with Homezada, they can actually track these maintenance tasks and get reminders. Mm-hmm. So they can take all of the sticky notes and all the things that are in their head and say, you know what, I don't have to remember this. I can focus on the really, really good things that I want to create in life versus all this mundane stuff. So Homezada will take care of that for you.
I like that. Perfect.
Yeah. And then the second mistake that people make is they're not prepared for the unexpected. So you and I both live in states that have a lot of natural disasters. So hurricanes, we have a ton of fires in California. But there are other unexpected situations besides natural disasters. If by chance something does break, for instance, a toilet or some other pipe breaks that you are unaware of, and let's say it starts flooding a second or a third or whatever floor down below you, well, then you've got other problems. So these things happen. The other thing that most people don't realize is, goes back to preventative maintenance, but it also leads into what I'm about to talk about, is if you're not cleaning your fume hoods in your stove or your dryer vents, then those are high risk fire areas. And most people don't realize that. So it's why leading into preventive maintenance is really important, but also making sure you're taking a home inventory. Just take videos or photographs of what you own and then document them in a safe, secure place that you can access when you're not in that home. And by the way, we work with the Red Cross as well. Mm-hmm. People think if I keep it on my phone, it's going to be great. When push comes to shove and there's a fire or hurricane, people realize what's really important to them, their families, their children, maybe some photograph mementos, but their phones are not important to them. Their technology no longer becomes important. So if any of this information is stuck on a technology device, then the risk is you will lose it. So we also encourage people to document their home contents on a safe, secure site that can be accessed in the cloud, because that's really important. Yeah. So most people don't think about that.
And they can do that through your software.
Absolutely. In fact, we guide them through that process to make it easier for them, because let's face it, taking a home inventory is not the top of people's list. It's not fun. See, look at the face. Nobody thinks it's fun. It's not.
It's so boring.
You can make a game of it with your family and your kids, but the reality is, how do you make it easier for people to take home inventory? And we do that several ways. One, by if you tell us the number of bedrooms and bathrooms in your home and the type of home you have, we'll predict the generic items and spaces in that home. So all you have to do is follow a format, click, 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 click with your phone. If you want to just take videos because that works for you, we have AI recognition that will identify what's in the room. And then you can say, yes, these items are in there, and you can click and they'll just add it to your inventory.
Wow.
Yes.
Anything
to speed up that process. Yes. Because we want to make sure people have this documented. And I've had a lot of friends lose their homes to simple, silly things. A dishwasher wire that was faulty. How can you can't even see that. So she had a replaced dishwasher, and it literally took down her entire house. And because she did not have an inventory, it took her over a year to fill out that inventory.
My gosh.
Crazy. And you don't want to be dealing with crazy inventory after the fact.
You don't. And I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, yes, in Florida and in places like Florida and California, you know, we do have all these, and Texas, major national, natural disasters. And so we are maybe a little bit more proactive about taking these home inventories, but they're never thorough enough. They're never updated enough. That's the other thing, because you get new things and all of that. And yes, a lot of people don't keep them in the right place. And so they're destroyed right along with the house.
Correct.
And that's the problem. Yeah. And so that's fantastic. I hate doing them.
No, nobody likes doing them. That's
nobody likes doing it.
And then if you've got kids, for anyone out there with kids, you can actually have them sign in. You can invite them in the system, give them your phone, give them their phone, and make a contest of it in the house. You get this room, you get this room, you get this room. Who gets done faster?
That's
we
great.
Always encourage That's that great. Kind of stuff. It's good family bonding.
It is good family bonding. It's like, do you want to keep your stuff? Well, then take inventory because it might not be there. Yeah,
exactly. And then one of the next things that people forget is, especially this year during COVID, So we saw a lot of this, and we saw a lot of customers sign up for Homezada because of managing projects. So as I indicated before, we came from a project management background. And so one of the things we saw just by listening to our friends and family and others who were either building homes, remodeling homes throughout our lifetime, or just buying new homes, they didn't have a construction or a commercial or project management background. And so not everybody needs to have that, but they need the tools to help them as if they had some of that information. So one of the things that we do in Homezada is we help people prepare for their projects before they get started. And we give them templates, and those templates look at all the different items they need to consider for that project, because most people forget about the smaller items because they're so like focused on the larger items. And a good example of that is a kitchen remodel. I love, you know, my cabinets. I want to get my flooring. I want my new appliances and my countertops, but I forget about garbage disposals. I forget about faucets,
right,
which can add up. And it's why most projects in the United States are over budget. So what we want to do is help people manage that through our templates, helping them identify a budget, helping them identify all the items they need for their project. And we do that right up front by pre-populating those items. We want to help them by comparing items, and they can shop for items and tag them inside Homezada from a different site. For instance, if they're looking for a refrigerator for a kitchen remodel and they go to Lowe's, Home Depot, and some other stores, they can actually drag and drop that information in Homezada and store it before they make a purchase. And so they can start comparing the information. And then
that.
The other thing they can do is we always give them a list of tasks. Tasks are really important, whether you work the contractor or not, because people don't understand that, especially in certain remodels, the kitchen remodel is another good example. There's a process to the method. By adding you don't want to put in your appliances before you've done your tile or your wood or your flooring.
Right.
But people don't understand that all the time because they don't come from that background. So we want to make sure that those tasks are also included in their preparation, so they understand what they need to do. And, you know, preparation is one of these keys to being, you know, happy in the end, because you can prepare and understand, I've got this budget, I'm going to look at what I want. Not everything always goes as planned, but having that can actually alleviate a lot of stress and can also save a lot of money. And so with Homezada's templates, we encourage people to do that. During COVID, we saw a ton of people, homeowners, come in and they were doing projects and they had to stop projects. And that's one of the worst things you can do, because you cause stress with your family. You know, some marriages can end from a simple project, which is not what I think needs to happen.
And but it does happen.
It does.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
And then some people, if they stop the project, then they can't get an inspection to either get a refinance or to sell it. So this has a downstream problem, and it snowballs into something much bigger. So we want to make sure that people are prepared for their projects.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's anytime you set an expectation, you don't have surprises. Or if you do have surprises, you know they're coming. And like you're like, okay, something's going to come up. But so with something like that, like I wish I would have had that once upon a time when I did a bathroom remodel. It was, you know, all over the place. And it really frustrated my husband. There you go. I mean, he was the type, I'm in the industry, so I kind of understand like why things are taking some time. But with him, it was like, when is this going to be done? What needs to be done? This and that. So, you know, had it been there for him to see, then, you know, the frustration would have been much less. So, yep.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things we saw a lot of. A lot of our customers came to us and said, how do I fix this? I'm like, okay, you need to stop your project, put everybody on hold, put everything in Homezada, and then figure out where your budgets are. And so that's what they did. And then some of the other mistakes that homeowners make are they don't understand how much their house truly costs, because they've got it scattered everywhere. And so with Homezada, you can put all of that information in one, which is really important. And we will give you reports about what your house truly costs. And when I say truly total cost of home ownership and what it truly costs, I don't mean that it's a mortgage, it's taxes, and it's insurance. I mean, it's mortgage, taxes, insurance, your maintenance costs throughout the year, any projects you've done, and then all of your annual expenses, meaning all your utilities, any other expenditures you're spending money on, any smart home device technology, whatever you are spending subscriptions on or money on that costs the tie to your home, we will help predict that, and then you can edit it accordingly to make it accurate. And you'll then have a full, true understanding of exactly what you have to budget for your homes, because there was a consumer expenditures report study done by our government that said homeowners in 2019, prior to the pandemic, were spending 33% of their income annually on their homes. That's a lot of money. And any little detail that goes up could impact your overall finances. So that's part of the reason why we want to be here at Homes Off.
Definitely. Well, and if anything happens to your income, as we saw last year, that's huge, because that's what's leading to possible foreclosures and all of that, is unfortunately people didn't realize how much it, you know, how much it takes to maintain a home. And something else that I think that would be very helpful with, which I don't know if you're going to touch on, but is with investors who don't, you know, everybody wants to be an investor. And then we're like, well, you have carrying costs and this and maintenance and, you know, and all that. And sometimes that's just not even factored in. And so it's super helpful.
Yeah. And that's one of the other things is, as it relates to investors and or people who just own multiple homes. Maybe they have a vacation home, maybe they have one rental, maybe they have whatever. But a lot of them do not have a centralized location on how to track their information. And one of the things that most people don't understand that they also need to do, and we saw this especially in the Florida area as well, actually throughout the country, people were either moving to a new location with new climate patterns, new types of homes and styles and materials, or they were buying second homes. And so all of those different homes require different service providers. They require different materials. So keeping track of all those individuals is one of those mistakes that people make, or if they do it, they have a really, what we refer in technology as a kludgy way of doing that. And
explain that.
And kludgy is like kind of messy, a messy way.
Okay. So, got it.
So they do this messy way of keeping track of it, and or it's not accessible to them in a really simple way. And a good example of that is a dear friend of mine's father has a home in the Sacramento region, but also has a home in the Palm Springs region. And there was a flood from a neighboring house, because they were duplex homes, and it went into his home, destroyed everything, and he had this pristine cabinet. You know how you open a kitchen cabinet and inside is just a door? He had all these beautiful business cards of all his contractors. Beautiful. Oh. It was beautiful. But it was in Palm Springs.
Oh,
and he's in
right.
Sacramento. And for people who don't know California, Palm Springs is in Southern California. Sacramento is in Northern California, and it is very far. To drive it is many hours, somewhere between 6 to 8. And so what ends up happening is it's all fine and dandy that it is this beautiful cabinet door filled with all these contacts, but he didn't have them in a system that he could access. And these are some mistakes that people make as well, is how do I have access to those individuals in a centralized location so that if I need to deal with anything, I don't necessarily have to fly there.
Right.
And some people don't have property managers. They're like, I can do it myself. Some people do. So it's one of the big mistakes they make.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, and that's absolutely true. We've seen it, like you said, during the pandemic, where people are buying these second homes. They live in, I don't know, New York or whatever, and come down here to Florida. Florida, nobody understands what the climate's like here, but it's harsh. They're like, oh, you know, when you see a catalog, it's like weather tested. And I'm like, it's not weather tested in Florida because it'll get destroyed. So, you know, it's a whole other beast.
The final tip that we say that homeowners make, and this actually is very important to your industry, but also to what's happening in the United States in the last, 18 months, is people don't understand what their home is worth. They literally haven't taken the time. They're not identifying with, not only is what is my home worth and what's it cost, and then when's my mortgage payoff, and what is my mortgage payoff? What is the total sum? But how much equity do I have in my home? I mean, if some people are using equity to buy second homes or to help sustain themselves because maybe they've been laid off temporarily during this whole pandemic, that's really important. And I'm a firm believer, a lot of people ask me this question, own a house, rent, what have you, but I'm a firm believer, if you're playing the long game, real estate in this country is an asset that helps you with your retirement planning. And I think a lot of people forget about that. Homezada actually provides a lot of this information to our homeowners. When they have this information, we can tell them what the forecasted value is over a three-year period. We can tell them what their mortgage payoff is and when they can expect to do that. And it gives them the ability to make better decisions as a homeowner, but also for their entire life if they leverage their home, not just a home that brings their family together because that's really important, but also as an asset that they may need to leverage in case something happens. Yes. And so that's these are the big mistakes that people make, is not really being prepared is the bigger overall arching message. But these little things that you can do can prevent a lot of different challenges, not only to your overall budget, but over to your stress and your time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's anything. You put it, you need to put it on paper, or, you know, metaphorically on paper, and just see it. Because sometimes when you're thinking, it is not in any way what it really is. I mean, obviously that's why you developed this and it's been, you know, successful. And what is your client base typically? Like how many different industries, you have different industries, I know, that you serve. So
we serve two different client bases. So the first client base is our homeowner clients, so our consumer clients. We focus on the United States. However, as I indicated earlier, we do have folks internationally that find us because we are an internet company, and they will use the American English version of our product to manage their homes wherever they are. However, we do focus on the United States. We do have almost the exact same percent of population in every state using our product for various reasons. Our users are every age demographic, which is also very interesting for us because we thought one would take over more than the other, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
Generally, what happens is people who are super organized or who aspire to be organized, who understand that their house has an asset value in addition to being this beautiful thing that they get to live in and they get to share memories with, but also those people who strive to be really efficient. Those are the users of Homezada, and they're already tracking their maintenance, but they may be using a post-it note system or a big giant whiteboard of some sort, or their memory, which is just not effective.
And then when
they can use our system, they just are relieved because they're like, okay, I've set it all up. Now I'm just relieved that I can have something that will remind me of all the things that I need to do and the tasks, so I don't have to remember it. And it just really alleviates that stress, and knowing they can access all the information all in one. Now, our users also come to us at different stages of their homeownership journey. So as I told you earlier, Homezada does a lot. It can track a home inventory, it can track a maintenance calendar, projects, as well as finances. And then when you're ready to sell your home, you can take a subset of that data and give it to the new home buyer, and you keep your contents, which is very cool. So almost like Carfax for the house. And so one of the things that we realize is, depending on where you are in your homeownership journey, you will go into Homezada as that area relates to you. So if you're a first-time homeowner, you probably don't own a whole lot, but you really need help in maintenance because you go in and you go, I don't know what I need to do now. Now what?
Yeah.
So now you want to do that. If you were living in 2021 in the U.S., you probably did a project. And so many people go right into projects and then go elsewhere. And then if you live in disaster prone areas, you may start with an inventory and then go elsewhere. But that's how people actually maneuver through our system. It's timing, it's location, it's homeowner journey, and it's where their mindset is at that time. Now, the other side of our company, we also work with what we refer to as our business-to-business partners. And they are in real estate, they are in mortgage, they are in insurance, and they are in home building. Those are proactive areas where we go out to our partner community, but then we also receive a lot of other companies and we react to them, organizers who do perform home inventories. There are these boutique industries that are home inventory professionals. There are maintenance contractors that are doing concierge maintenance. So they want to stay on top of it. There are house managers. There's remodeling contractors. There's estate planners or financial planners that are helping people understand that we oftentimes forget that our homes and the contents within our homes actually play a role in our overall financial planning. And I think nowadays we're seeing more financial planners understand that concept because they were purely managing whatever investment strategies you had on an equity type aspect versus managing your homes as part of that. So just having an overall picture helps better understand all of that. And then from an estate planning perspective, let's face it, when you take a home inventory, you can actually give that to your estate attorney and they can add it as a personal addendum, personal contents addendum, I believe it's called, to your overall trust and will. And you can access who you want to leave things to. And Homezada allows you to do that as well. But that also allows you to allows us to work with a variety of different industries. But many of these industries, especially the real estate, insurance, mortgage industries, they're looking for a similar or common goal. How do I stay connected to my homeowners that I've worked with beyond just the transaction that I've worked with them on? How do I do it in an intelligent, smart way and then give them a tool that can actually be of benefit to them? And that's where we come into play because those industries can put their branding inside the system. And that is what we do through our Homezada professional platform. And people can do that self-service and they can give the gift of Homezada. They can introduce Homezada to their customers. And that keeps them in touch with their customers in a really smart, intelligent way. And many customers out there are looking for tools like Homezada. We did a study with HGTV a couple years back and HGTV was just stunned by the survey results. People consistently said over 50 and 80% of people in their survey said, I need a maintenance calendaring tool. I need a project management tool. I need a system to help me track a home inventory. And the reason why these numbers were so big is HGTV at the time, I believe what they said was, we've never seen numbers past 15% and your numbers are consistently above 50%.
Wow.
In each one of these categories. And they were just like, this is stunning. And I go, people need tools. They just don't know what is possible. And they don't know what's available out there. And as Homezada, as we continue to grow and scale, more and more people will hear about us.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, I love that. I mean, I think I definitely wanted to introduce, especially the first time buyers to that. And then, you know, kind of condition the people who have had homes for a long time or are, you know, second, third, fourth home buyers, you know, to really understand the importance of keeping track of all that stuff. Maybe somebody who's on their third home, who has lost their second home, would be really, you know, into doing something like this because of all of the reasons we talked about. So very, very interesting. Well, I'm glad that, you know, we were able to get some more information about it and, you know, look forward to actually using it because it's a huge, huge tool for home ownership. And, you know, as real estate agents, it's a great asset. It's a great thing to have, you know, in our back pocket and then just feel all smart and be like, hey, by the way, here you go. So, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. You have been super helpful. I mean, Homezada sounds like a phenomenal tool. We're going to put all the information about it on the podcast description and on all of our social media and everything to give people some direction as to where to go to find it. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell us about it that we didn't touch on?
I could talk about Homezada all day, so I won't bore your audience with that because I love Homezada. I waited, as I indicated earlier, for 10 years for the solution. But I will tell you, when you start using a solution, any solution like Homezada, to manage any aspect of your life, you're streamlining how you manage your life, and also you can allocate more time to having fun. And that's the whole premise of Hamzada. Get all this stuff organized. When you want to access information, you have it at your fingertips. It'll take you a few minutes. And then you can spend the rest of your time not stressing, not worrying, and having fun with your family and friends. And that was the whole premise of Hamzada, and that's what we're here for.
That's wonderful. And we're all looking forward to having fun with our family and friends now because we can again, especially our friends. We've had enough time with our family. But so it, you know, get this done, get it out of the way and be able to relax and actually enjoy both, you know, your home, vacation homes or, you know, wherever you may be. So, and vacations, because it's probably a lot less stressful if you know that you have all of this inventory and everything, you know, from your home when you go on vacation. And then, you know, should something happen, you've got it all right there. So, yes. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being a very helpful tool and resource for all of us, really, not just homeowners. So, yeah. I think I need to go get an inventory now. So, one that's not on pen and paper, or not on paper, written with a pen, you know. So, yeah. All right. Great. Well, I hope everybody who is listening, you know, has learned a lot. Pass this on to your friends, because I think that this is a really important tool to have. And this wasn't like a paid sponsorship or anything like that. It was great to just talk to Elizabeth and actually learn more about this. And it's something that I think is really, really useful. So check it out and, you know, happy inventorying. And then now you can just go out there and be happy. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and here's to next time. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!